I'd like to welcome everybody out tonight, October 20th meeting. The first item on the agenda is public comment for anything that's not on the agenda. Anybody have any public comment for the commissioners tonight? Everybody's here for an item? Okay. Item number two, MD and Associates, zone change parcel. Update us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So last we left, our project was on the commercial zoning. We were requested to have a buffer zone that would not be developed, that we could record a deed restriction, that we would not, it was the major public input, that we clarify that we're not going to be entering off of Little Sweet. It's only off of Highway 40. And then the latest correspondence was over the property boundaries. And the reason I wanted to meet is when we first met with Ryan here, Eric Bunker, and the mayor, Chip Turner, there was some concern about as this area of the city becomes commercial bordering Highway 40, that we don't end up with a zigzag line to the best of our ability. It probably won't be perfect, but they didn't want a zigzag line. And so when I had reached out to you, Mr. Bunker, the understanding was that it had to be, and I don't want to say it hard fast, 50%. And on one side of our property boundaries, the way we've laid out our development, it's actually more than 50%. But then on the other side, it's less than 50%. And so I thought, well, we don't want to be looked at as the ugly developer that started this whole zigzag mess. Let's sit down and understand if that's the intent or if it's otherwise. And on a personal note, representing our partners, if we went exactly 50% with the line that it is, we would lose a handful of storage units that we have on that area. So we didn't want to just say, okay, let's do that and lose all the storage units. We wanted to make sure, first of all, what the consensus was, where you wanted the property boundaries. And then secondly, just clarify the latest and greatest measurements that are engineered and stuff, so you can see exactly where they are and how they fit into the other commercial development that's just to the east of us.
Okay. Good.
And I've got the maps and everything. If you'd like to see those, I'm happy to pass those out.
Is that the same one?
I did send out our last one that you sent me to the planning commission members. I don't know. You probably have an updated version.
Yeah, I do. Okay. So first of all, here's for those of us that are here tonight. This is an aerial map of the parcels from the Wasatch County web. This little area is the property that we now own, that we've been talking about. Heber Valley Storage is two parcels to the east of us. And I've just simply drawn a mark line where the line would be as we have had our engineers design the back end of the property. And just to clarify while I'm standing here, here's Highway 40. I'm sorry, not everybody can see this, but here's Highway 40. And so we'd be entering off of Highway 40. This would be what we're proposing to develop. This is the area, the buffer zone, where we control the weeds and leave undeveloped. We do have one little easement that we would need for utility access, but we're not going to be bringing trucks and cars in after this is developed. And if you look at it, I thought it was just interesting. There's different perspectives, but if you look at where the line that the engineers have drawn, where the backside of the commercial development, it almost looks like it's exactly 50% of an undeveloped buffer zone. But if you get right into the measurements, that's where you have some differences. But again, in the deed, as we had originally
propose, and I've got a red line version here we could submit to the attorneys for comments, is again just the verbiage of being an approximate 50% of the buffer zone. So there's that. And then Highway 40 again is right along here. So the way this lines up would be, again, here's the commercial development, here's Highway 40, and then here's Highway 40 here, the development, and then the buffer zone. And the measurements here on this one side show 660 of developed, 664 undeveloped, and then on this side it's different. There's 663 that's developed with 417 feet undeveloped. Back here, just to clarify, a little swing would basically represent this line here. We've got two homes here, and there's about 228 feet from the back side of this property line to Little Sweden Road.
Good. Pass this right on down the line. You can look at that. And did anybody need... yeah, that is different than the other map, isn't it?
Oh, you're good. And then, I don't know if Ryan or yourself would be communicating with your attorney, but since... since you had made more comments about weed control, and that we made those up, pass it on, we'll continue restriction for the review still.
So when you're talking about the description, you have more things in place. I'm showing you some of the way they're going.
Oh, yeah.
This is all submitted, and there's one of them today.
Yeah, I looked at this one.
Here's the storage facility. This is the Davis property as we know it. And so when we were talking about what the city would like for commercial, there's basically, the county starts about 300 some odd feet along parallel to 40.
Right.
It is.
And so what we thought is,
I don't have it.
If we de-restrict the back side as a buffer,
so you can check
and continue this continuity.
So what's the dotted line?
We propose that we start to that side of the latest development and go straight that way, as opposed to...
This is the one I sent out.
As opposed to kind of like a...
Went out to all the commissioners and the... Very similar out to everybody. I don't know if you got it off.
This is the one I got.
I think it is. I got to look for sure.
But some of the people are saying they didn't get that.
This is not quite as long.
Yes.
This is a lot of something.
And the
you probably want the updated.
So if something happened,
we would rather take that.
You got questions for me?
It's just scales.
Kind of follows.
Is there?
So look, the length is the same, but the width is different. So one of these is scales.
That's what I would put in with it. Just
yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, when you look at it, it's like, well, this one looks bigger than this one, but you know, we can't really tell because...
Parallel to the offset of parallel, like you've done.
Yeah. So I guess the question is...
The question is, this corner...
So this is over half.
This is grandfathered.
Which wasn't our biggest problem. Our biggest problem was tell us exactly.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of wondering why the discussion over
50%.
Right.
But I was concerned
about that. Well, we want it to be kind of there, but I mean, what makes sense?
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't make sense.
It's important to sit down and make sure we understand what everybody really wants before we record a deed that becomes a problem.
The biggest thing sort of back out in the agreement that we're recording the restrictions is we want the legal description on this part. And when we have this, you were worried about what this looked like. And I get it, but I think what we wanted in the agreement was the description of this part, since this is the part that we're restricting. The opposite of.
Yeah, right now we just have a legal on the one parcel.
Yeah.
But you could certainly create a legal for both, and then this could be obviously in the meeting.
I think the cleanest thing on that restriction is to write a legal description of does become a parcel, so I have the description for this. This portion described as, and then I have the description for it, and then there's no ambiguity.
Much of it.
Yeah.
Well, as opposed to the back half of the lot, such and such, or the quarter, third, or whatever, if somebody's gonna interpret that differently.
Oh, that would be clear from that point forward.
So it's like, you've already got surveyors and engineers on board to write a legal description.
Yeah, that would be a big deal.
We're not doing a subdivision, we're not recording a plot, we're just writing up your description.
Is the one, the other option that was proposed is that we do exhibit B with all the measurements. But I think if you were to have, yeah, those two different parcels recorded, this is the buffer zone, this is the buffer area, then there's no question.
I guess I would just go further, it said dimensions, but I don't want to just make that legal description.
Yeah, we weren't, at least when we met last, I don't think we were hung up on whether it was exactly 50% or not. We were kind of saying, what makes sense, and you kind of said the same thing, lining it up with the adjacent ones. The thing we were kind of caught up in is we need a legal description of the deed restriction. So the deed restriction applies to this and call out the sides, you know.
And parameters.
The parameters of that, it doesn't need to be a separate parcel, it doesn't need to be anything else, as far as I know. You just need to call out the distances, you know, or describe it as a parcel, but it's not actually a separate parcel, but just say the deed restriction applies to this area.
Yeah, well, that would take a huge load off my shoulder based on what they've done today, because then we could give that back right to the engineers and say, we need this as a legal description.
Yeah.
And
for the deed restriction, you only need it for the part that is undevelopable. I mean, you have.
We would have to worry about two, in other words, you just call out what's being deed restricted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine the exhibit would be both, just to get the way that. If I were a surveyor, the way I would draw it is I would say this is the parcel.
Well, it could be, but I'm saying, there's a zoning application where you're going to rezone, and it would be helpful probably for the council to see that. But deed restriction is about that one portion of the parcel, so you probably run the deed restriction to talk about that parcel. I mean, you could say it's a section of parcel number such and such, and these are the boundaries of the deed restriction in that parcel.
Right.
Something like that.
If I asked my surveyors to do it, they would want to show the whole parcel with the legal description, and then draw the line, and then have the two sub-legal descriptions, and have an A and B, or one and two, or.
We may want that anyway.
Yeah.
For your purposes.
I think our purpose is to make it so that it's not ambiguous. So that everybody knows what it is, and there aren't any questions. Because usually where we run into problems, and I think anybody does, is when things are ambiguous and we don't really understand each other, so.
Yeah, that's another reason why I thought it was important to me, again, just make sure where the lines are going to be and what we need.
Yeah, I mean, that's just me talking, I don't know what the other group here wanted to put in on that, but.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions, anything to add? Commissioners, anything?
No, I think that explained it.
Okay.
Just a little more laid out in stone, should we say?
Yes.
So that there's no question when we're all gone.
I don't like ambiguous.
Or when you come in and put in a building inside of it.
I thought it was supposed to be 50%.
Yeah.
And that's all it says in the document, then we're in trouble.
Yes.
It's laid down.
It's like here, spelled out.
Yeah.
Well, the developed area is quite a bit more than the buffer zone.
I calculated it today, and it's about 55-45.
It's approximate.
Approximately, I didn't know.
It's not exact, just to clarify.
But.
So it's not a big difference.
No, but I think you did it so that it made sense with the adjoining properties where their zone came in. At least that's what you talked about the last time, and that's what it appears to me to be on that.
Right, you've got, you know, a good, but again, just thinking, like when we first met, you know, if I was a resident on Little Sweden, you know, and we're talking about a buffer zone, is that going to be basically my backyard, or is it going to be some, you know, some cushion or some kind of some distance? And I think we, and hopefully we can accomplish that.
You just didn't want the residents to, you know, live, you want someone next to a commercial zone?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, nobody that lives in Daniel, I don't think that's their vision to live in a commercial zone, that's why you moved here.
And the nice thing about our proposed mixed use on self-storage is it's not going to be a shopping center or anything like that. I mean, first of all, I have a broker, friends of brokers, you know, logistically it doesn't make sense. So if I was a resident, I would say, you know, of all the different commercial asset types, this might be the less invasive in my backyard area. If I'm looking at a stone wall or something, you know, 400 or 500 feet away, I'd rather have that than, you know, a big shopping center per se. Unless you view.
So I'm talking about the line that's almost in the middle. Mm-hmm. We've got storage units lined up 20 feet inside that line. And if that's that back wall is the wall, and then we extend either side of that, then the line effectively is moving 20 feet closer to the 50-50, which gets us from 55-45 to another half a percent.
I'm still not hung up on 50-50. It's more, we want to get approximately there, but, you know, make it make sense for everybody.
I guess to the point of what's the neighbor, you know, what's the buffer, at the end of the buffer, it's the back wall of the building, so.
Yeah, but it's also 400 feet away from them.
Right. But then in addition to 400 feet away, it should be no lights. It's not a loading dock at the back of a grocery store.
Right.
It's a, you know, wall with power, no lights, probably pretty minimal. You could just extend the, you know, extend the wall here and here, and then that becomes the required side security fence. If, you know, if they might go with that, the council commission might not like that. So that would be one way to create a.
Well, then you get design issues, right? Which is probably the next step after we're finalized on the.
You may come back with a design and say that doesn't work, but it's just a thought of trying to create one that's 400 feet away. It's a dark wall that is not as obtrusive as it could be. Trying to minimize that obstruction even 400 feet away.
Will there be any access at all to that buffer zone? If you have a firm wall behind your buildings, or do you have a door
on the side of the building? On the side, I think there's an access, you know,
I mean, just
we can go back and obviously control weeds and stuff again with the intent again and the desire to respect not coming off of Little Sweden.
Right. We have some.
But they
we have to have some access. So I don't want a big cement wall all the way across. I'm saying there's got to be some kind of little fence, or I don't know. That's again for design and those
and
kind of details.
They do have the access up in Sweden, so for example, if they wanted to rent someone to grow hay or a horse patch or something, they could still go in.
Which would be a nice option, actually.
Yeah.
Keep it watered, and not only weed control, but make it look nice, or a horse or two back, or a cow.
We just didn't want the commercial development to
clear into the homes.
Do that, use that access, and it's not wide enough anyway, but for someone to use it for
agricultural purposes or something else.
Might be a good option.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so moving forward, you're gonna clarify?
Okay, the legal description for the buffer zone.
Okay.
And attach that to the deed restriction that we've been working on for some of them.
Okay. Everybody happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward.
Thank you. Do you wanna keep what I gave you? Do you want me to take this back? What's your preference?
If you want them.
You want Eric?
Well, it's already got a big file going on.
I might as well put those in.
I don't like paperwork, but I'm happy to clean up my mess here if you want me to take anything.
No, I'll put it right in here. I got these two copies. I'll put it in with your last updated map. This is the newest and greatest.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll expect to hear from you next few days.
Yep, see how fast these guys go.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is commissioner terms. So we're coming up on the end of the year. We have some commissioners terms that will be expiring. It's probably still on the printer. But we do have also the meeting dates, so let me pass this down.
We need the other information first.
Yeah, you might. So we have seats 1 through 4 on the other items that will be expiring. Probably sitting right there on the printer. They printed that all. So seat 1 through 4, let me bring that up because you texted me. Will be 4. Last year, remember, Pam was... We redid Pam. The first three.
That's what I remember.
Yep. So this will be 4 through. I'm sure where she said. Okay, so seat 4 is me. Seat 6 is Kim. Seat 7 is Tom Rollins. And where are we at there?
What seat were you?
Mark. Number 4.
Thank you.
So Mark McAllister is the other seat, 5.
5 is Mark.
Uh-huh. And I'll send those out to you so you have a paper copy of those.
Are those the ones that are expiring?
Yes. Seat 4, 5, 6, and 7.
7.
Those 4 seats. So we will have, I definitely won't be signing back up. The attorneys, if they want me off of the planning commission. It's hard to defend, they're saying. So they don't want me on the planning commission. I'll still be the planner.
You're hard to defend, or?
Yeah, I'm hard to defend.
We already knew that. I'm sorry they figured it out.
Yeah, took them a while, didn't it? 20 years.
So you'll still be the planner, but just not on the commission.
Right.
I don't understand the difference, but okay.
Well, I think the confusing part of that was that they thought that I had a vote here, and the chairman doesn't have a vote unless they're breaking a tie. So the chairman doesn't really have a vote until you break a tie. If there's a tie, that's when he votes. So, pretty rare.
So that the chairman and the planner, that's the same title?
It's not.
It is not.
No, the not chairman anymore. Of the planning commission is a member of the planning commission. The planner different job with the city. So, yeah, none of the other planners sit on the planning commission. they're in the meetings, still be here doing, presenting everything that's going on with planning, but they just won't be on the planning commission. So, we had a difference of opinion, but the judge said that this is the way it is, so, okay.
When did he rule on that?
She rules on that, well. She ruled on it, sent it back, we both provided opposing argument, and we're waiting to hear back from the court. But that's the law they applied. That if you hear it on another board, you can't be the deciding factor. And it didn't even matter that I recused myself and didn't vote on the council meeting. It didn't matter, so. Okay. So we'll jump through the hoops and make it happen, but if you guys are willing to keep going, send us a letter, little email. The council will be approving those. The terms expire in January, so they run from January to January. Other than that, I think that pretty much does that. Anybody have any problems with any of those meeting dates?
Are they all on Wednesday?
They're all on Wednesday.
Change to 6:30?
It says 6:30 though instead of 7.
Does it?
It does say that on the paper.
So what's your thought?
Oh.
You're the planning commission, when do you want to meet?
I
prefer 7, but
6:45.
It's hard enough now to make 7 when you got a little water.
I know, it's tough in the summer.
Summer, but in the winter, earlier is nice. Can we change it due to the season?
Flip it.
What if we do 5 when we move water when we get home?
Some nights we don't make it.
I know. I'm looking for a motivation to be done at 6:45.
Yeah, some nights we don't make it.
Plus, I really try not to move water in the dark. Some things happen.
Yeah,
you know, nothing. I keep a mile down there on that wheel line, but you can't see it.
Can't see what's going on.
Jealous you have a wheel line, try doing it in the dark. Yep, that sounds right. Must hit it.
Well, I say we can't go to 7. It's working.
Same here.
I agree.
Let's do that. I think the only one that's questioned is December 21st. It may be rough for some people that close to Christmas.
And they might need a giveaway.
Of course, we can always cancel that month if we have nothing to talk about.
That's true.
Well, I don't even do my shop until the 23rd.
Yeah, this year you won't have to.
Well, this will get you out on the 21st. I can't go, honey. I have a meeting.
Okay. Everything I've done right now, there's going to be nothing left by the 1st of December, so yeah. You wait till then.
Shop now.
That makes it easy.
Have to get money.
Not much. Okay, so I will tell Mary then that we want to stick with 7 o'clock. And then she probably got that mixed up because we remember a few times we came in, there was people in here that had stayed till 7, so I had to move our schedule back to 6:30 so the room's empty by the time we came here. So we reserved the room at 6:30, and I did the same thing on the town council meeting for the same reason.
Oh, because it says 5:30, so same town council.
Yeah.
So it's actually when we get to the room, the
meeting's at 6. At 7 o'clock, yeah.
All right, so. I've got a monthly calendar recurring third Wednesday a month. They change it to 6:30 if we change it.
We didn't, so you're good.
You
don't have to change it?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, you probably should be aware there is going to be a public hearing coming up. Ryan, do you got the, I think it's November 1st. It just got posted today. I got confirmation it got posted today for the CDBG grants. You guys probably ought to be aware of that.
So they do have a meeting on the 1st on the calendar.
Okay.
So the CDBG will be asking for, you know, did we want to apply, and if so, what projects? So folks want to have ideas for projects to apply for. We'll see the time to.
So this meeting is just the town council and whoever?
Yeah, so it's a public hearing at the town council meeting, and whoever wants to say, hey, you know, I'd really love, you know, if we could buy a fire truck, that would be awesome. I'm guessing that's not one of the items, but for the county, that's one of their items.
November 1st.
November 1st.
Last year we used that CDBG grant. We applied for the sewer improvements in Storm Haven, and we didn't get, if we didn't get awarded the grant, that would be one project that I would think would still be on. It was a good project last year. I think it should be on the list for consideration this year. Or maybe others.
So that's the regular council meeting.
Yes. November 1st is okay.
Yeah. I'll send that out, email when I get that. I'll send out a reminder to you. Because it won't be on a regular schedule.
If I understand that right, most of that that gets approved is generally sewer and culinary water.
Yeah, a lot of it.
It seemed like me, somebody said it's like 95% of the time. So if you come in and you say one fire truck.
Depends on how creative the grant writer you are.
Well, that's the history.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Well, water projects definitely rank high. Sewer is a close second, and then everything else is third. That said, they do end up buying a fair number of fire trucks and ambulances and stuff.
Yeah, and there were some grants last year, I think, that were tied to school safety, so there were some sidewalks and stuff that they had ran also. But it was earmarked for that school safety zone, so. Okay, planner report. The Freeman basement has some changes. The health department decided that they needed to increase the size of their septic system if they were going to add two bedrooms in the basement. One is now a study. They're only adding one bedroom. So,
study in a closet.
Yeah. So that one has been issued again with those changes. And then the Chubb on the deck permit on Poppy Lane. So that one, they had to do a little bit of engineering. They increased the size of the deck a little bit and attached it. So they had to go back through and get that engineering done. That's all done too. So they've jumped through the.
It was pretty minimal, but we did make the jump. I think they also added a gazebo or something. That it was pretty straightforward and simple, but we're going to go back to the engineering. They did that.
And usually we wouldn't do that, but as soon as they attach it to the house, then we make them get the engineering because we can bring down the house. So those two items. Everybody's aware that the town council fill in till the end of the year is open for submit a letter if you wanted to be appointed to fill the council position till the end of the year. After the elections. And
who is the mayor now?
Some weird guy.
Uh-oh. I couldn't find it on the website anywhere, and I was going to come to the meeting, but I had to go to Idaho instead.
That's too bad. It was a pretty dicey meeting.
Yeah, and right after I left, it fell apart, or it got better.
Got better, some of people's eyes.
No.
So, yeah. They appointed me to the mayor until the new mayor sworn in January. That's what the state law indicates, so that's what we're following. So yeah, probably should be short-lived, 3 months, about all of it taken.
Vice versa, right?
Yeah, afterward.
And Mary's still the town clerk?
She has resigned, but she is continuing to fulfill her duties.
And you?
Until.
Chose that option.
What's that?
That's the option.
I didn't choose an option.
No,
that's the state law.
That's the state law. There was a law involved around that.
Yes, so that's the state law. We will be doing an interview on November 1st. Somebody has put in an application, so they've chosen the first to be interviewed. We tried to get them this month, and they declined until November 1st. So we'll be doing an interview there.
At the meeting?
At the meeting.
Okay.
For the clerk.
Or future clerk.
Yeah. So if we can get that appointed, it's kind of up in the air with the new mayors and everything going on. It's election year.
Messy.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any questions for me?
Yeah, beverage. They wanted to put a nice gate in, but then they were going to come back or something. I don't remember that ever being approved, right?
It was not.
Saw a couple of metal posts up there today as if they were ready to hang one. So heads up before you look for it.
Yeah, because they didn't call in the blue state. or I'd have seen that.
Well, that's a couple of good-sized posts there, so.
Yeah, I saw them there today, too.
Did you?
They can put posts in.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, we ran that went to the town council with our recommendation from planning, and they never, we talked about it, they didn't ever fill their.
Maybe they're just little light posts.
Maybe.
But they're right where they said the gate was gonna be.
Right there. Yeah, so they did, they've done everything in there. There's a foundation going in the back, so they've started building there. We just have a couple items left. We still have a bond in place. Some of the valves are missing. They're there, but they're just buried. We have pictures that they were there. And so there's a couple valves missing, and then I think that was about the only thing that we had on that whole piece. They've done all the engineering on the roads, put in the asphalt, ran the, it was kind of weird how they did that, but they ran the fire hydrants across the road. So the water line's on the east side, and they ran them to the west side of the road. So each one of those, it costs a little extra to get them over there, but they won't be in there Friday.
Nice, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
And is Poppy Lane a public road? No.
No, it's a private road.
It'll be private, they just gave it a name.
That's not this house, though. That's an existing house.
But.
The white house is back in.
About 100 feet to the west is Poppy Lane.
Okay, so this is back to the east.
More east, yeah.
Okay, because I saw that. What is that?
Both of them will be private roads. Poppy Lane is really the driveway, but a sign for, his address is 2000 South.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, why is that got a street sign?
I don't know, went into the county.
He went into the county and got it, and it's formally named, it's on GIS map, Poppy Lane.
Yeah.
But the address of the house is still 2000 South.
And then he sold it, so.
Yeah. And someone changed the O back into a P. Anyway.
That's good. That was you, right?
No, it was not.
Changed it, yeah. To an O.
Kids probably couldn't let that go, huh? Okay, any other questions? Okay. Item number 5 is minute approval of September 15th. Everybody have a chance to review those. Any corrections or additions?
I didn't see those. I checked my email again.
You can read them on here.
If I have.
You've got them.
They were so late, guys. Sorry.
I got them, so.
My iPad's not working. I didn't get it. I wasn't here.
Your iPad's having a hard time?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Should I go talk to Mary and see if she can make it work?
She's pretty handy with them. She's pretty handy with them. We do have an IT guy.
Okay, well, maybe she can set it up so it works. I can't get it. It could work well, and I don't get a lot of emails on it. I can't even get into my computer.
Really?
Mary Snyder's name.
Dashboard won't let me in. The planner.
Really?
I haven't been able to for months.
Oh, my. We better get Ron.
I got a manager.
He was emailing me once upon a time, and then I don't
brought him up, so she,
I don't know, it stopped, and but we never got it fixed, so.
And I wasn't here, so.
Yeah, I don't even, looking on my AirDrop, I don't even see anybody.
It's actually 3 episodes.
Lit up.
It's a very small meeting, you 3.
Yeah, well,
your shoulders are drooping, right?
They were.
Other than, under planner report, Mary Snyder's name's spelled wrong.
See, the whole secret is the minutes are really short because there were only 3 of us here, and we weren't capable of doing anything.
Has an I instead of a Y in the middle.
Yeah, it has S-N-I-D-E-R. Under planner report number 4.
Oh. Okay,
sorry.
Got it.
Not important, but it's the only thing I saw.
Okay.
And that looks great.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the planning minutes from the September 15th meeting.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor? Do a roll call vote. Kim?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Okay. Great, we have a motion that passes, minutes are approved. Okay, we have the next item on the agenda is adjourned. Before we do that, I wanted to let you all know that this will be Carrie's last night with us. She's moving on, big thing, so.
Well, actually, I have November.
Oh, do you? So you'll be here next month? Never mind, we got her one more month.
Okay, we'll have a party then, I guess.
Yeah, we better have a party next month.
Party on, huh?
Okay, bring the cake.
Okay.
How does your position get, do we post? How does that happen?
We can post.
I mean, you do a great job.
It's a tough job, there's a lot to do.
It is really tough, because we ramble.
There's a lot of legal things you gotta do, and it's, she works hand in hand with Mary, and I mean, there's a lot going on. Keep everything straight and what we're doing. So, we'll see her next month then.
Cool.
That's it, yep.
That's awesome. So if you know anybody that's looking for something to do in the evenings, you're sick of hanging out with the kids, this is it, isn't it? And usually just the committee will choose that. So the commission will decide who that will be, and chairman runs right with that, getting all the postings and everything, legal notices out, setting up the agendas, things like that, so. Okay. Item number six, motion to adjourn, who will make that?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, and Pat with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we stand adjourned till November.
Thank you. So can Mary help me look back, I do think she'd be good just walking there.
I'm sure she will whip you right through it, she's pretty good at it.
I love that, so good.